Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onuru Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo raises concerns on Finance Commission proposals with Union Finance Minister. Naglin Cabinet sets up Political Affairs Subcommittee to strengthen engagement with Centre. Minister K.G. Kenya says state expects announcement on FNTA following Delhi talks. And President's rule revoked in Manipur. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuryo called on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said he conveyed concerns over the 16 Finance Commission's recommendation to discontinue the revenue deficit grant and reduce tax devolution for Nagaland. The Chief Minister expressed gratitude to Ms. Sitharaman for her understanding and for assuring full support. Nagaland Cabinet has constituted a Political Affairs Subcommittee to strengthen political engagement with the Centre and address key state issues. This was announced by Parliamentary Affairs Minister and State Spokesperson K.G. Kenye during a press briefing in Kohima today. He informed that the decision was taken during a Cabinet meeting held yesterday. Mr. Kenye said the subcommittee will be headed by Chief Minister as convener and comprise members of Parliament, Deputy Chief Ministers and Cabinet Ministers, among others. The state spokesperson informed that few of the subcommittee members led by the Chief Minister are currently in the national capital and will take up concerns related to the free movement regime and the reimposition of the protected area permit, urging the centre to review its impact on the state.
They will also be taking up issues on the FMR, the free movement regime, and also the protected area permit issue. And the political affairs subcommittee will be persuading the center to review their imposition of especially the PAP, because this is affecting us in some ways.
On the issue of exploration of oil and natural gas, Mr. Kenyon said, despite delays in a court verdict, the Cabinet has resolved to proceed with oil and gas exploration in line with constitutional guarantees.
The Cabinet had decided that this time, basing on our rights as guaranteed in the Constitution, we will be going ahead in our venture to explore and exploit our natural resources.
Minister Kenya further informed that the Cabinet also addressed long-standing issues surrounding Nagaland's landholding system. He said, after reviewing proposals from the Land Revenue Department, the state government plans to introduce new directives to regulate non-cadastral and government-occupied lands. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and State Spokesperson K.G. Kenya said the long-pending Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA, issue raised by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization is currently under discussion with the Government of India. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, he informed that the Political Affairs Subcommittee led by Chief Minister Rio is meeting officials of the Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi today. Expressing optimism, Mr. Kenya said the state government hopes for a positive announcement from the centre on February 5th regarding the creation of the proposed FNTA.
Keep our fingers crossed that the government of India will announce something on the 5th, that is tomorrow, on the long enduring issue of creating a new entity, that is the FNTA.
President Draupadi Murmu has revoked the president rule in Manipur with effect from today. The president's rule was imposed in Manipur on 13 February last year. The Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. BJP leader Y. Kim Chan Singh was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Manipur today. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla administered the oath of office and secrecy to him. Today is World Cancer Day. The day is observed on the 4th of February every year to raise cancer awareness and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. This year, World Cancer Day is being observed under the theme United by Unique to place people at the center of care and their stories at the heart of the conversation. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the day serves as a reminder to support cancer survivors and encourage regular screenings for a healthier society. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zelyan today underscored the vital role of student organizations, community and state development. addressing the 79th General Conference of Chakasan Students Union, CSU, at Zuketsa in Peak District, he said student bodies like CSU mold leadership and values. On the conference theme, Nurturing Identity Through Knowledge and Culture, he said progress driven by knowledge must remain anchored in culture and values.
In today's fast-changing world, knowledge equips us to compete and progress, while culture anchors us to our root. When knowledge is guided by cultural values, it strengthens our identity and ensures development reaches us. I encourage our students to pursue excellent education while proudly preserving our language, tradition, and customary practices.
Highlighting development potential of Peak District, the Deputy CM reaffirmed the government's focus on improving road connectivity, market access, and infrastructure to better integrate the district into the state's growth framework. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the historic India and US trade deal is a significant step towards strengthening relations between the two countries and advancing the journey of India towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Goyal said, during this trade agreement, amid opposition uproar, India has been able to successfully safeguard its interests in sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy. He informed the House that the deal was concluded after several rounds of deliberation spanning nearly a year.
फरवरी 2026 को प्रधानमंत्री जी और अमेरिकी राष्ट्रपति डोनाल्ड ट्रंप के द्विपक्षीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय महत्व के कई मुद्दों पर फोन पर चर्चा की. इसके बाद राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप ने अमेरिका को किए जाने वाले भारतीय निर्यात की दर घटाकर 18% करने की घोषणा. मैं इस बात पर जोर देना चाहता हूँ कि यह अमेरिका द्वारा प्रतिस्पर्धी देशों पर लगाए गए टैरिफ से कम.
A one-day orientation program for Dobashis, DBs of Kohima District, was held yesterday at Kohima to strengthen their understanding of administrative, judicial and governance roles. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Bucham highlighted the historical importance of the Dobashi Institution in Naga society and urged DBs to uphold integrity, neutrality and fairness while adapting to changing social and administrative conditions. Sessions were conducted by district officials on the origin and evolution of the Dobashi Institution, Village Council Act 1978, Bengal Frontier Regulation Act 1873, current administrative roles of DBs and their responsibilities in customary justice and legal procedures. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekre Lulia Yome, visited the KMC dumping site at Zerazu Merema yesterday to review ongoing legacy waste remediation work and the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0 Dump Site Remediation Acceleration Program. Mission Director Kejo Chole Retso and officials of the Kohima Municipal Council highlighted that the remediation work underway to make Kohima a dump site free city is set for completion within the timeline set by the ministry. Mr. Hume urged officials to expedite the work and appealed to the public to cooperate by practicing proper waste segregation at the household level. And the Nagaland Economics and Statistics Department will begin its statewide special drive for online registration and digitization of old manual birth and death certificates from tomorrow. The drive will be carried out across all registration units in Nagaland and will continue until February 20th. Citizens holding old manual certificates may approach their concerned registrars for digitization. For assistance, they may contact the helpline number 700-540-4269 during office hours. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipurio raises concerns on Finance Commission proposals with Union Finance Minister. Nagaland Cabinet sets up Political Affairs Subcommittee to strengthen engagement with Centre. Minister K.G. Kenney says state expects announcement on FNTA following Delhi talks. And President's rule revoked in Manipur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.